Now, I am delighted to say that I am joined by a beautiful lady in full costume. I really, really wish this was on television, folks. And then you might know how cold it is down here. But I'm going to get the first bit right, but you're going to have to give me the surname. Rasa, and what's the rest of it?
Rasa Regina.
And Rasa is here today to represent the Lithuanian community. And again, I suppose it just shows how multicultural things are down here in Clare.
Yes, actually, I am Lithuanian chairperson of Lithuanian community in Dublin. So I am not really involved in Clare, but we were invited to represent Lithuania. So we did exhibition of beautiful photos of Lithuanian Photographers Club and some food and leaflets, different small things from Lithuania just to represent our country.
How big is the Lithuanian community in Dublin?
I can't tell exactly about Dublin, but I know that Lithuanians in Ireland is about 80,000. So biggest part is in Dublin, of course.
And we'll say, for argument's sake, we had people here from the Polish community, and a lot of people would think, it's Eastern Europe, but it's totally different. So maybe if you could give us a sort of a, I suppose, a pocketbook version of Lithuanian culture.
Good question. Lithuania, it's a small country near Baltic Sea. We have our own language, one of the oldest in all world and oldest in Europe. We still speak Lithuanian, and we have our traditional food. It's like from potatoes and meat. It's called cepelinai. And cold soup.
Well, you'll fit right in Ireland if it's potatoes and meat anyway.
Yeah, it's very fat and not really healthy. And beetroot soup, it's called pink soup for summer. So Lithuanian doing loads of things here in Ireland. Like we do sports, basketball, football, we're doing poetry. We have about 16... I hope I am right, 16 Lithuanian schools, Saturday schools, teaching Lithuanian around the island. Two theaters. We have big company who are doing like fundraising for kids who has cancer. So.
And again, I suppose it's a question that begs to be asked, and please don't take this now the wrong way, but do Lithuanians, when they come to Ireland, do they have any problem integrating into Irish society?
Yes, I think we did, because probably first thing was language barrier, of course. Most of us had just basic English, or older came without any English, so it's a very good college like this to help for people, you know, to learn English. Then culture a little bit different as well, but I think Lithuania, they feel amazing here now. Personally, me, I'm 15 years here in Dublin, so almost Irish.
Yes, one of our own. And we're very good at adopting people when it suits us into this country. We have a long and proud tradition of it, especially when it comes to sporting events. Tell me, Rasa, when you came here first, did you find it... How much did you know about Ireland, actually, before you came?
I came for work, you know, just... I wanted to come to English-speaking country because I had some English. But it wasn't easy. It was hard to find job. It was really hard to integrate, you know. I was just working and do nothing. But, you know, it took a while. But then we had our community. It's a lot of Lithuanians here. So we help for each other.
And did you come on your own, or did you come as part of a group?
I came on my own, and then after 1.5 years, I took my daughter, so I had some small family here, and then made friends with Irish Lithuanians, and then...
And do you see yourself staying here, raising a family here, or do you see yourself going back to Lithuania? And I'll ask you a second question as a follow-on from that, and you can answer the two of them together. Are there more Lithuanians coming here now as time progresses?
It's a very hard question. I always was saying, you know, I want to come back to Lithuania because I'm Lithuanian and my heart is in Lithuania, of course. But you know, probably, and I always wanted to fly home to Lithuania, but probably after 2 or 3 years, things changed. And I wanted to go home, but when I was in Lithuania, I always wanted to come back here because part of my heart is here already. So I don't know, probably I'll stay here because my daughter, she's not coming back home.
And she's Irish now, I presume.
She came here when she was 11, and probably, yeah, she's more Irish. She speaks Lithuanian, everything okay, but yeah, her friends here, her life, it's around. And about Lithuanians, I think it's coming less at the moment.
Say that again?
Lithuanians, they're coming less than was before, you know, like a few years before, but still coming to Ireland.
And the Lithuanian community in Ireland, I mean, I presume that you hold your own events or events that pertain, we'll say, to Lithuania. Have you got, we'll say, your own cultural centre here? And what we'll say again, that's a question I asked earlier, we'll say between now and September, are there any special Lithuanian events planned in the coming months?
You know, it's only a few events in schools, because we finished school, Lithuanian school, in May, and then in July we have a very special event where we're going to sing now a national item. All Lithuanians in all world in the same time, the same day and the same hour sing national item. So it will be somewhere in city center in Dublin. I think that's all at the moment. Summertime is more quiet, you know.
Yeah, and of course we have Culture Night coming up in September, so I presume that there might be something in that for the Lithuanians. So that's something that you could be interested in doing. Anything else you want to talk to us about, per se, before we part company this afternoon?
No, just thanks for inviting and thanks for opportunity to represent my country, to be here. And I think it's a very great opportunity, and I would like to wish for everyone, just don't be afraid to try new things, to know new people, new cultures, because it's the best school of life. Thank you.
Can I say, Raza, that the pleasure has been all ours. I can assure you of that. And thank you so much indeed
for
joining me this morning.